Josh Cassidy, as you may or may not know, was effectively born and raised in Port Elgin. So we've known this fellow since birth, for all intents and purposes, or I have anyway. And over the years, we've really admired and watched from a distance his success on the international stage as a world-class athlete. And Josh and I have stayed in touch, Fred, over the years. And he reached out to me about 3 months ago and said, I've got an idea. He said, COVID is such a challenging time for any international world-class athlete. And especially with the Olympics coming up, in order to qualify, there just weren't any meets to actually achieve the goals that were set out there by not only the OAC, but also by the Canadian Olympic Association. So he said, what would you think about the possibility of running an Olympic qualifying marathon wheelchair race in Saugeen Shores? And I said, that would be an absolutely incredible experience to be involved with. So that's effectively how it happened. I've known him for years. I've known him since he was a child. And he simply reached out and said, what do you think? Because he knew I was involved with Rotary and knew I had a little bit of a few roots in this area and some past experience. So that's really how it began.
Well, tell us about the event. It takes place Sunday. What time does it start?
Well, believe it or not, you're going to have to be up before breakfast, Paul, on Sunday. The warm-ups start at 7:15. The race itself starts at 7:30. And believe it or not, Josh expects that they will be complete not long after 9 o'clock.
Ah.
Now, if you figure that out, that's 90 minutes for 42 kilometers, which is a faster pace than world marathoners run it in.
I don't think I drive that fast.
I tell you, it's going to be an amazing thing to see, and I really can't tell you how much we're looking forward to it. My small role in this thing, guys, is to organize the volunteers. We're involved with traffic control. The Rotary Club agreed to take that on. And we are sitting now in a position where we have to monitor 22 intersections on the race route, which is run through the throughout Port Elgin. Those that know Port Elgin wouldn't understand what Waterloo Street, Gustavus Street, Bruce Street, and Beener Drive mean. That's a rectangular route. They're going to have to run that just over 15 times. And the sanctioning committee has their measurement team on site today. They're actually doing the official measurements to make sure that it does indeed satisfy the length and requirements for a qualifying event.
Mark, where's the best vantage point? Now, everybody's going to go by you 15 times no matter where you are, but where's the best vantage point?
I think, Fred, you can stake yourself out on any sidewalk on Waterloo Street or on Bruce Street and have a perfect vantage point. I mean, you have to understand that at the speed they're going, they're actually going to do a lap about every 6 minutes, Fred. So, you know, by the time you get done absorbing the first going by, they're going to be back to you again. Now, the key here is that there are only six racers that are going to be attempting to qualify on Sunday. So you're going to be really up close and personal. You'll be on the sidewalk. They'll be racing on the street right in front of you. And it's I think, a great opportunity to see some world-class and local talent, Fed. So can I make an ask, gentlemen?
Sure, definitely, Mark. Go ahead. What do you need?
I could really use more volunteers to help us in traffic control, Fred. You know what I mean when people want to get out and about in the morning, and some of them aren't as in tune with the event as others, and it's really imperative that we manage the safety of the racers and the spectators. If anybody locally feels that they could spare a couple hours of their time, clearly it's my people are going to have to report at 6:45 in the morning. But the good news is you're going to be done shortly after 9, so it isn't like it destroys a whole Sunday on you. If you think you can help, please reach out. I would love to put my arms around about another 10 to 12 volunteers, guys. You can reach me at, can I give you phone numbers and emails? Or how
sure,
do you
yeah,
do
sure. We'll go phone number first, Mark.
Phone number, my cell is 519-832-7560. Now, the email, which also is fine, is mkramer55@gmail.com. So we've got that weird spelling of Kramer. It's K-R-A-E-M-E-R.
Kramer.
Kramer.
All right. And Mark, how many volunteers will you have when you get the full complement?
Well, I would love to have about 45. I'm sitting right now at 32, so I would love to have at least two per intersection. As it sits right now, I've only got one on several of the intersections. So I'd love to top this up by another 10 to 15. There's no such thing as too many, Fred.
Right, okay. So
I will accommodate anybody that calls. If we put three or four at intersection, even safer, Fred.
That's great.
All right. Very good. Thanks very much, Mark, and good luck with the event. And the weather's going to be perfect, I guarantee it.
They're calling for a beauty day. So, again, gentlemen, thanks for reaching out. I appreciate the support in promoting this event. And it should be a fun day when it's all said and done.